What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? What's up, everybody?
What's up,
fool? Rodrigo Torres right here, man. All happy, man.
What's up, fool?
Happy, like he ate like 10 cookies by himself.
No, I didn't, but I ate a lot of stuff.
You eat a lot lately?
No, I've been low carbonate, dog.
Low carbonate. What's up, fool? Lisa Esparza over here, man. Wearing her favorite sweater.
Monday. My favorite sweater? What do you mean?
I don't know.
I always make fun of my
clothes.
Cashmere
or what?
No, this is wool. It's very, very itchy without an undershirt.
It's wool.
But I have an undershirt.
Woolworth. What's up, fool? Everybody, man, you got missed Rodrigo's birthday, man. We didn't say happy birthday to
him. What happened?
Happy birthday, man. You turned a big four.
Five, the big 4-0.
The big 4-0. 40, bro.
Easy,
40
bro.
Years old.
Crazy, huh?
Welcome to the 40s. They suck.
Welcome to the 40,
what
man.
What sucks?
I like it. We got your present, bro. Happy birthday, man. We got
I thought you just get. Oh, you gave it to me online?
No, that was a little something online.
A little
online.
Extra, bro. A little bit. Open it up, man. Let's see everybody what
I'm
it is.
I'm going to stink up this whole fucking studio.
Little care package right there, man.
Is the flight jacket going to pop out of here? Oh, that shit did not fit, huh?
We got it, bro. Little Louis, bro. Help with enough.
Oh, shit.
No charge.
All right. Fuck it, dude. Well, next time, I'll give you 100 so you can give me another one next time.
No, bro. You can have that
what
one.
What are you talking about? It's a gift.
Okay. Oh, no, I know that, but next time he goes?
Yeah.
Because that'll be able to cover Big Bear this week.
Okay, let's not talk about drug deals on there.
You go to Big Bear?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is my medicine. It's legal, dog.
The week ain't over, bro.
I know. Thank you, dog.
I'm doing nothing tomorrow either.
Oh, you psyched my ass out. I already got it
now
right
he's
now.
Trying to charge you for kickback fee.
Oh, your finder's fee.
I ain't doing nothing tomorrow, by the way.
A little side birthday present.
Thank you, dog. I'll be all lit up because I'm going to go to that thing too, dog.
It's a lot, right? Hello?
Dude, please, thank you. I don't know what to say, you know?
Eat those little snakes.
Little gummy snakes.
And we had some edibles too this week, huh?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. What's up, everybody? We're back, man. What's up, man? I was talking to Lisa on the way over here, man. I've been having a lot of meet and greets, you know? Man. I think my meeting group should be sponsored by Dentine, bro. Like when people are standing in line, bro, everybody gets a gum.
It's hilarious, dude, because sometimes the artist worries about having gum to not smell their
I worry about my breath stinking. So should everybody else.
Yeah, I've smelled it from the merch booth, fool.
There's some people that come and talk to me, man, sorry, man, I was just in the bathroom. Whoa. Yeah, what happened, bro? Who shit on you?
It'd be some smelly ass fools, huh?
But sometimes fools are just loaded, brother.
Oh,
their
yeah,
breasts
yeah,
smell
yeah.
like shit, beer, weed, and ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, dude, nachos
they buy,
and
like,
Budweiser
t-shirts, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. And then the meal
before
that?
Eat one, bro.
Be edible t-shirts, huh?
Yeah, man. Sometimes I'm surprised that when, like, at the club where there's food, like the improv, like, there's a lot of food. Fools be eating, dog.
Oh, dude, they be destroying nachos, bro.
I see, like, 4 buckets of Coronas. And like 4 nachos, they're tearing it up, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm like, that table should be called La Hambre table. Like, beer and nachos. That beer, you're a comedy fan.
Mm-hmm. I love bar food, though. I love nachos and beer and mozzarella sticks and all that stuff. I love.
Bro, I saw something new the other day, dude. Bro.
What?
Buffalo hot wing. You know, buffalo mozzarella sticks.
Buffalo mozzarella. So what's where's the buffalo sauce? You just like dip them
yeah,
in
just
it
dip
or
them,
brush them?
They all come out red.
It's like a mozzarella stick that's been dipped in the buffalo sauce. Yeah.
After
it's cooked.
Sounds bomb.
Sounds bomb.
I used to dip mozzarella sticks in buffalo sauce.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I used to live on mozzarella sticks.
Dude, I used to tear them up.
I used to burn my mouth too.
Remember at the sandwich place, Ike, she could get the sandwich with the mozzarella sticks inside.
Yeah,
remember?
Isaac loves to get that.
Dude, that is a bomb-ass bite right there.
Our fat asses always go to food at the end of the conversation, bro.
This time we started at the top, no?
What's up, fool, man? Shout out to everybody who hooked us up at Fort Myers, man. Actually, we're in Naples. Shout out to Hugo, hooked it up with Sticky.
Right now, the state that has the best bud on the travel gauge is Florida.
What?
Dude, wasn't that bud great,
what?
Dog?
What?
Florida?
Better than
Hugo.
California? You mean
outside
of California?
Being on the road and like, you know, because people come
once
up to you with
the
weed.
West Coast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, that bud was good, dog.
How about the... Some people be smoking skinny blunts, bro.
Oh, my God. What's up with fucking Sácame la leche, dog?
How about sacar more muerta, bro?
Yeah. Quita el papel. Dude.
Sacales papel, bro.
Dude. Dude, I'm smoking cardboard over here, dog. I didn't want to say nothing because it'd be all like, fucking Felipe's homie's a little dick, dog. Fucking diva, dog. I was like, come like, on, fool.
I saw that fool rolling it up, bro. And I said, okay. He's going to cut that blunt in half, and then we're going to have a good-ass blunt. But nah, man, he started spraying all that shit on that blunt. And I said, whoa. You're still going to roll it up? You just fold this.
That's what I'm saying, dude. And that, because fools used, there were some comics back in the day that used to do a lot of those papered-ass blunts, but that's because you have
skills.
Yeah, because you have a little bit of weed, but don't even roll it, dog. Get a zigzag.
I know, man. If your blunt ain't fat, don't show up, bro.
Dude.
I'm mad. We showing up with thin, like, oh man, I gotta save it for later. Don't invite us, bro.
Dude, it's bad enough trying to like, get good bud, dude, and then fuck around, get sick on a joint.
But also, it's cool when they when it's skinny, but they keep bringing them.
Oh, I know, dog. Like, dude, just like one big old one. Put those six together as one.
Yeah, let's get the party started.
Yeah, dude, over here with these skinny ass paper blunts.
How about those skinny blunts, those skinny joints from back in the day in Chicago, bro?
Oh, my God. That guy?
Those were skinny, bro. They were as thin as, like, the lollipops.
Oh, dude, it's horrible.
You know, the little white stick with the lollipop?
Yeah, it's a fucking...
a blow pop?
It's a prison joint, fool.
So skinny, man. Talking about we're all going to get high. On what, bro? Paper?
It's going to give you a headache trying to hit it, fool.
What did that paper mix with?
That's what I'm saying, dude. But, I mean, not to be a diva, dude, but, you know, I just... I like to smoke good. Right? Dude, I kind of don't really like, I don't want to sound like a diva again or whatever, but I don't really like not smoking Louis, dude. I don't sound like, because, dude, you hit other people's weed.
All right. La princesa.
How you doing? Where's my little crown? Yeah. Hey, because, dude, like, people come around.
That's funny,
dude.
Bro. This morning, I don't know, we're taking the kids to school, right?
Kids?
Fucking slippers and got the daycare dog or what?
It's the other one.
Today, I got up.
Like a backpack.
First time in a row, bro, I got up at 6 and I stood awake.
Oh, really?
You go back to bed? I get up around 6.
Yeah, he got up at 5:45 and fucked up my alarm at 6.
Damn.
And I got an earlier alarm now.
Like, I'm sure could have got an extra 15.
I've been getting up around 5:45, 6:30, but I get up around that time to use the restroom anyways. But, like, I sit in the restroom, blow it up for, like, forever. Then I go play with a rabbit forever, laying down, getting pets from the rabbit. Then I go back to sleep, bro. And then I wouldn't wake up till 9.
Okay.
So because just... you get fully awake, and then you go back to sleep, right?
So now I stay awake.
Yeah.
2 days in a row.
So what happened after you took the kids to school?
But nothing, man. Like, I was about to go hit a bowl, and then, like, we're, like, 10 minutes before we leave. And then, like... Lisa comes out with this white, with thick ass white bathroom robe, bro. Her smoking jacket.
God damn, you guys in the suite or what? Don't forget the slippers.
Why are you gonna talk about this?
You know, but it felt weird. It looked weird in the shit because she's trying to like
seduce you.
Here I am, bro, worried about how I smell. No, like, I don't want to smell. I don't want to smell like pot. But she already had, she had all planned out, like, she has a specific jacket that she wears when she smokes.
It's you're like Hugh Hefner with the
smoking
jacket.
Yeah, she is, bro.
Smoking jacket.
No, she's one of the playmates.
Because it'll absorb the... What did you say?
What
did you say?
She's one of the playmates, bro.
Dirty debutante over here.
No, but her...
It's not an attractive then, like, robe. It was a big terry cloth.
It was like a white robe. Like, a white over there. White robe. Hitting a backwood like Jackie Onassis.
God damn. Don't forget the sunglasses, eh? What are you, on a yacht?
For real, dog. He's chilling, bro.
The,
like,
Greek waters over here.
Getting, like, she's just chilling. Somebody's painting her.
Fucking muse.
Felipe was dying at my robe, though.
I was dying, bro.
You like to do it with class, dude. Hey, fool.
No, class, I just don't want to smell.
But it takes
like
away your smell, though. Oh, yeah. It'll stay in the jacket.
That's what smoking jackets are originally for.
But it's not really a jacket. Smoking it's a jacket. Robe. It's a robe. Bathroom robe,
it's a
bro.
Bathroom.
That shit has tears on it, bro. Oh. So, so when she came back, bro, I tried to do the same thing, bro. I put on this big old brown fucking robe I have.
Chewbacca.
She bought that
robe.
Shit 10 years ago, bro. That shit is huge, bro, like a 5X.
It's like Obi Wan Kenobi's robe. It's got a big hood.
I feel like Obi Wan Kenobi in that motherfucker, bro.
Has a giant hood.
I feel like all I need is like the Chewbacca's gun strap, bro.
It was looking like a little Wookiee.
I do, bro. Aww. It's huge.
You don't have a picture?
That'd be funny, bro, if I would have took that big bathrobe into the public pool.
God damn, dog. The robe.
It's pretty much turd brown. It's not very attractive either. Yeah, it gets the job done, though. It's a good robe.
Yeah, man. I like when a hotel give you a robe and slippers, but actually, I found out later on they don't give you the robe.
Oh, yeah.
They're not giving it to you.
They charge you at $200.
God damn. You better all smoke it in there. But one thing I'll say about Bud, though, is like when people talk about their weed, they say this is the best weed, then you hit it and it's not. It's like, dude, shut up.
People should apologize for this, man.
Oh, my God. Fool. About to take fools to court.
people should bust out that weed, bro, with two lights, red and green. And they go, like, listen, man, that's all I got. You decide.
Oh, dude. But yeah, shout out to Hugo, dog. He hooked it up, man.
Yeah, man. Those dudes hooked it up, too. Those two other guys.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. They were cool, dog. Oh, and Mike. Yeah, yeah.
Mike and a little teddy bear looking guy.
Yeah, Sacame la Leche. I don't know what his name is, though. I forgot.
Yeah, man.
Sacame la Leche.
That was his name, Sacame la Leche, on Snapchat. Oh, and what's also up, that man? Other fool that drove 3 hours from Miami.
Juan.
Michael Valley.
Oh, yeah. The guy that works at Costco.
The guy that works at Costco.
He kind of looked like Hugo a little bit.
Yeah, man. And then, oh, yeah, Hugo's lady was there, too, bro. They were trying to invite me over to their house. She was all low. She was kind of bust telling me, yeah, man, we could start a bonfire. Whoa. We could barbecue. We got a bunch of beer, drinks. We're all here. We'll invite everybody.
Got a 6:30 a.m. flight.
And then she was sitting down. Then she was going,
oh, on the curb outside? Yeah.
Then I said, look at her, man. She must have smoked a Frankenstein.
Oh, my God.
Then everybody died, bro. But she was going,
Give Francesca.
And then the guy Hugo, he said, oh, man, I'm looking for a nickname for that. That's your nickname, bro. The Frankenstein, bro.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? Lisa Esparza right here.
I heard you guys were, you had a push-ups contest in Florida.
Yeah,
that's what
beat
you do
the
on the road.
Shit out of everybody.
I did 10.
But I did 53, man.
53?
I was
non-stop?
Sore for a week. That's it.
I don't think the chess hit the floor.
Oh, was he cheating?
Man, we had
some of them.
No, man, we had we had Jack Elaine and shit.
Oh, dude,
Greg Louganis.
Well, it looks like his body's like leaving his like, dude, like it's leaving. Like, stop working out so much; you're draining yourself.
Who, Johnny?
Yeah,
Johnny Rocky talked to them.
Yeah,
maybe he wanted more gay, so he will count it by twos.
He's trying to make you look good.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man.
I want to work out every morning. Chale, man. Oh, jogging and shit. Trying to get shot.
Forgot where you're at, dude. You're in Florida, dog.
I jogged all the way to the beach and then forgot how to get back.
Got lost.
They have to call you guys?
I got lost. Took that for 4 hours to get back. They were knocking on every door.
John. You guys watch the Super Bowl?
Carbone. Listened to it right before.
Oh, that's right. You were home.
The halftime.
Super Bowl, duh. I cooked. Came home the
no,
day of
Gigo
the Super
was
Bowl.
Driving in the freeway, listening to it on the way home.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
The
yeah, we were watching. And Lisa made some bomb-ass nachos.
They were good.
And croissant with hot dog.
Oh, that's what you guys ate? Those ones? Or these are today's?
This is today's sausage and egg. I mean, sausage and cheese.
You've been fucking with the croissants?
I just had a couple packs of them, so. Felipe's the muse.
But yeah.
What's up, fool? Chilling over there with Captain Brian, bro.
Oh, hell yeah, dog. He only responds to Captain.
Captain.
He even
like
has
the maestro and
Captain Brian inside of the club right there and his crew.
And the Wi-Fi is welcome aboard.
Oh, my God.
Hey, when you were all calling the family, what are you calling the dad? What?
The admiral, bro.
And the mom, what?
The chief of staff.
I was trying to yell out. You know, what would I call myself? I was like, the skipper, dog. You didn't hear me though.
I should have said that. That would have been a good one, bro.
Dude, that shit was killing me, dog. The mom just sat there and smiled the whole weekend. She watches all the shows on.
She watches all the shows. She sits there, bro. Regulates. Sometimes she looks back, reach over, grab somebody's fries, bro.
They're all like, they're hardcore Italian too, dog.
Me la pelas.
That was tight, dude.
Did you eat into their food?
Yeah, dude. I had the lobster bisque two nights. What's that? It was good.
They had lobster. I've had queso, like queso.
They had it, but
never seen
it.
Like queso with lobster.
Yeah, I didn't try it though.
That sounds too rich.
It sounds weird though.
Too fat. It sounds too fatty. Too fatty. Too like oily fatty in your mouth.
Is queso like queso fundido?
Probably, it's dip.
It'd probably be like a cheesy dip, kind of like artichoke dip is. You know,
I walked by and somebody had it, and that's what it looked like. Yeah. They were dipping chips in it, kind of like nacho-ish or whatever.
Because queso fundido, it doesn't. You have to have the sterno and everything. It's a pain in the ass.
That's
to
like
have
mozzarella,
to serve.
Right?
Yeah, it's regular cheese. Yeah. Like, and it has
it's
to stay
thick.
Hot.
Yeah, because then it'll freeze.
It'll harden up.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
Yeah, if you get those other dips, it's processed in some way.
First time in Florida when it's not hot too, Huffle.
Oh, it's perfect.
Dude.
We Airbnb'd it.
Yeah, man, again.
We're in a house, a three-bedroom house.
I didn't pick that place.
With a living room.
Oh, no?
No. That was Captain Brian's choice.
We made some discoveries, eh?
Oh, yeah?
We found out that the last person over there took a pregnancy test.
Oh, my goodness.
He told him it's like one of Captain's side chicks. He's all, oh, and he's all, yeah, she's going to have a kid. Oh, another one?
Yeah, man. What's up? Fool, man. What's up, fool, man?
Chilling, dog. What's up, dude? You get some rest or what?
Dog, let me tell you, man. On the way back home, I slept like 1 hour, 2 hours on the plane.
Uh-huh.
When I got home, I stood awake. At 10:30, I fell asleep, and I didn't get up again till 10 o'clock in the morning the next day.
Man, I finally got like 8 hours of sleep, dude. It's cool.
I was out.
Slept a little on the plane, dog.
I feel like the older I get, the more I like sleeping, bro. I guess I'm getting ready to die.
Fool, dog. You don't sleep when you die. You're done, dog.
You just don't wake up, right?
Dude, if you're lucky enough to go that way, fuck, dude.
What's up, everybody? Oakland, California, February 11th. That's this Saturday. Paramount Theater, Laugh Fest, 2008. Valentine's Day, February 14th. Corpus Christi, Texas. American Bank Center with Raymond Horta. Prende la vela. So the Raiders are coming. Now, Raymond Horta will be there. Also, Rodrigo Torres will be there too, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you'll be there. Lemoore, California, Tachi Casino, sold out February 22nd. Las Vegas at the Treasure Islands. Tickets still available February 23rd. Rochester, Washington at Lucky Eagle Casino, February 24th. That show, man, do not wait for the last minute for tickets if you come into that show, because the casino gives away a lot of tickets to the VIP players of the show, of the casino. So they only sell like around 400 to 500 tickets at a time. So that's the way it works at these casinos. The VIPs get and the regulars get all the free tickets, and everybody else has to pay. So that's how it works at the casino. So don't wait too long to get your tickets at the Lucky Eagle Casino, February 24th. Also, March 2nd, that's right, I'm going to the Big Island, Hilo. I hope it's the Big Island, Hilo. I'm going there with Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
And another comedian to be announced later. March 3rd, Honolulu, Hawaii, with Paul Rodriguez.
Hey.
And this woman, Sarah Rodriguez. And Rodrigo Torres probably squeezed in there real quick,
tight,
like in a teddy bear. Like Paul Rodriguez.
My new nickname, dog, the teddy bear.
What's up, bro?
What's up, dog?
You still trying to lose weight or fuck it, eh?
Nah, dude, I wasn't even trying to lose weight the last month. I messed up my ankle, dude, and I'm slowly getting back into working out, dude. Lifting weights right now. And I finally did 10 push-ups all the way. And I'm just doing them, dude. I'm just getting back into the mix, dude, and slowly going to start jogging, dude. But I ain't going to do it all fast. And then been low carbing since Monday, dog.
What's up, fool? Check this out, bro.
What up, dog?
The last time we were at the Noble Theater, we were giving away a contest or something, you know, and the person who won was from San Francisco, right? And he couldn't go, right? So he gave us tickets away. So now that I'm coming back to the Noble Theater, March 23rd and 24th, the fool said, hey, man, since the last time I couldn't go, I couldn't use them now.
You gave them away, dude. Tough toasties, dude. You know what I mean? What are you going to do, dude?
How did that work, dog?
I don't know. Call the March of Dimes.
You're killing me, Banya.
Dude, what's going on, dude?
We need the Lisa over here, man.
Why? What happened?
We're talking about that dude that wanted those free tickets for the show he couldn't go to.
God, no, this
I thought
guy,
he gave them away, though.
This was like 4 or 5 years ago. Whenever the last time we gave tickets away for
Club
LA.
Nokia.
I don't even remember. The last time he gave tickets away for LA, which was a long time ago. He won tickets through email, and then he tells me he's from the Bay. He lives in the Bay.
From the Bay,
and he can't
bro.
Make it down. And I was like, oh, well, then the Bay, why did you even participate? Okay. He hits me up 2 days ago. Hey, you probably won't remember me, but I won these tickets back, and I couldn't go because I live in the Bay.
I don't remember you, Sam.
But yeah, I'd really like to go and take you up on those tickets. Like, dude, if you entered the contest for LA and you're from the Bay, that's the end of the contest. You don't, you know, if you can't make it, it's not, there's no rain check.
I wanted you to prorate them.
There's no rain check. This isn't a contest for the Bay. This is a contest for LA back then.
Dude, if I would have won back then, dude, I would have just got a flight, dude. Fuck it.
Can you imagine? Like, come on. Anyway, hitting anybody
else. Damn. Up? Bro.
What up?
What happened to MC Pancho?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
The nose, bro.
Oh, I didn't.
She followed the MC Pancho
saga. No, I was watching this saga.
There's nothing with his prostate or something?
Did you watch a saga, though?
I watched a little bit. Story. But he looked like he was in pain. So I couldn't watch
it. He looked like in pain. His tooth fell out. 15
minutes,
15
seconds.
This fool. This is a moment in this fool history. Okay. This is the first this fool history.
He put this all in his story, right?
Yes. This is all in his story. So I'm not, there's no inside information or anything, but I was following the story.
They put it out.
We follow the MC Pancho. MC Pancho Chamorita saga on Instagram, man. Go watch it.
So MC Pancho,
Pancho
he's had some stomach cramps and I got to go to the hospital, right? Got to go to the hospital. He's like, maybe, so he goes to the hospital. Everybody's worried about him. And he's lying on the gurney there and everything coming out of tests.
Rodrigo 2005.
Coming out from tests. And then afterward, they go on a run to get his medicine, right?
Are they constipated?
Well, this is the story. So he goes on a run to get his medicine after
Where?
The hospital, he and his wife.
Both in the
so all you here. See the next morning is his video of Chamorita on her hands and knees in her SUV with a paper towels.
Cleaning up the SUV.
Cleaning up the SUV. And if you notice, they're kind of brownish. But
we found the diamond.
So what happened was he said, well, what happened was what? Well, I get constipated. I got constipated maybe because I ate a lot of steaks, and I got real constipated. And then so I took some laxatives, and it said take 4 maximum. And I took 10. He took 10 laxatives. He said so right after the hospital.
MC Chorro.
He said so after the hospital when we went to go get the medicine.
I didn't mean that, by the way, dog.
He said everything let loose. They finally kicked in, and he basically had a blowout in her car.
Whoa. You give that amount to a horse.
10 laxatives.
That was the shit in his top hat, bro.
He's like an employee at Farrell's.
It was MC Chorro and
anyway,
Chorro.
I'm
going to
go get our guests. Did you give the dates?
Yes.
Okay. I thought he puked.
Love it.
You got to steam clean that motherfucker, dog. That has like a steak from like 1984 in there.
I like chocolate, see?
God damn. I thought I found chocolate in my dad's medicine cabinet one time. I was like 7, dog. I was like, this is motherfuckers be hiding shit, dog. And I ate that shit to taste like mint. Dude. Like 3 hours later, I was like, rah, rah, rah. Dude, shit was coming down my leg. My mom started beating the shit out of me, dog. I'm not lying, dog. Happened to be on Picker Street, dog.
You should have struck.
Yeah, she beat the shit out of me, dog. I took my ass outside, took everything off, and with a hose, dog. Hose
What's
me
up,
down.
Fool? We're going to have the comments here.
Yeah.
What do you call ropa vieja or what?
Tropa mágica.
Tropa mágica. What's tropa?
I don't
tropa
know.
Or ropa? Trompa?
Trompa, that's what I see.
Trompeza, like a trumpet?
Trompa or... Tropa mágica, right? Tropa.
What's yeah, tropa? Yeah.
Tropa short for tropical? Okay, cool.
All right.
Tropicalia.
Tropicalia.
Yeah, man, they're bad, dude. So this is just going on till... Oh, it's over. And this is brought to us by the Common Inc., their little network. Okay. I just seen it on IG. Oh, okay. I guess their organization. Okay, done. Those fools are bad, dog.
Fucking MC Chorro, bro.
And are they going to debut the Tropa Mágica song here? First ever? Okay. Sweet. They're bad, dude. Yeah, dude. So, yeah, you can't be eating 10 X-Lax, dude.
10, bro. And I've never, like, I've only shit on myself on Coke, bad Coke tonight. Like, I did too much bad Coke. And the next day I farted and bam, 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 bro.
A baby laxative they cut it with, dog.
Yeah, that was bad, dude. That was the worst pot of Coke I've ever done, probably.
Dude, and a lot, but you know what, Felipe? I think a lot of that shit, too, is so cut back.
I wouldn't do it no more unless the guy that I'm getting it from has a Lamborghini, bro. Because I know his shit is not going to be bullshit, bro. Because I'm pretty sure a guy that gives me a bump on a Lamborghini, if his shit ain't real, he's going to kill someone in that club. You know what I mean? And it ain't going to be me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So, I've been eating a lot, bro.
These last 2 days?
A lot, yeah.
Oh, dude, those pastas you guys made. I like the spaghetti we made, dude. That was bomb.
With my homeboys right here, bro.
What up? What's happening?
Fool. I couldn't tell you fool the part of Tropicalia. I don't know. One of these guys that gave tacos to.
No,
I... Hell yeah.
What's up, dog? That sucks, huh? Fool. Yeah. Next time, dog. Yeah, but that spaghetti was a bomb.
Yeah, man. If you get a chance to Airbnb anywhere, man, don't get a hotel, man. Like, there's 7 of you guys, man.
Yeah, do you have a full kitchen, dude? Everything, dude. I made eggs, all that shit.
Who made eggs? We made pasta?
Yeah, nah. I haven't made pasta in a while, but I like the pasta that you made, dude. I like the meatballs.
You know, I peeled my avocado the way I do it, bro. Like, I cut it in half. Then I make it in little squares. Then I told that fool, it's better this way. If you do it this way, bro, you don't get dirty. And then Johnny goes, I let you peel the whole thing. Then he peeled the whole thing, bro, and ate it like a savage, bro. Like, it was juice flying everywhere, dog.
Fucking Jungle Book over here.
Mango juice going inside his nose. So the whole point is to be clean, bro.
Not him. Damn, dude. They didn't have knives at the house or something? Spoons?
I was like, really, man? Are we filming Robinson Crusoe here?
That's how we do it in El Monte, dog.
What's up, fool?
Chilling right here, dog.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, I love learning, bro.
Me too, dog.
I just found out about my MC Pancho.
MC Panza. That's hilarious, dog. It's all funny, though. Funny. That, game,
oh, man. Wait. Man, me and Lisa are going to dress up like that for Halloween, bro.
Are you serious?
Now I'm feeling like putting a suit with brown things in the back. Eh?
Are you going to straighten your hair, fool?
Hell yeah, bro.
Oh, my God,
fool.
Dude.
I'm thinking of getting the fake rings, but exaggerating, bro, with the one without the little mirror.
You guys need a little butterfly, Lisa Rita.
You could be the homie that hangs out with them, bro, dancing. The dancing cholo friend.
Hey, give her an Escobelli.
What's up, fool? I left my acting class yesterday. Deb Lyman acting class. If you have kids that want to get to acting, Deb Lyman. Deb Lemon. Deborah Lemon. Look her up. And I was coming out of her acting class, bro. And a bunch of kids, you know, they're like a kids class right after my class. And I told everybody, have a good acting class. Everybody bye. Some people, the students say hello to me. Then I went to go talk to this couple. These motherfuckers drove from Fontana, bro, for that acting class. For their 2 daughters. One of them wants to be a comedian.
Like a soldier.
Like a soldier. So they're right there in Silver Lake, man. I don't know if you know Silver Lake. It's over there, right there by that that store, that supermarket has been there. Gay Fair? Huh? Gelson's.
Oh, the old Ralph's.
Gelson's, bro, right there across the street from on Rowena and Hyperion.
Oh, over there by Marshall.
Yeah, right there by Hyperion. And I was talking to that couple for a while, and they were telling me, yeah, man, every Sunday they do it. We got to be here for 3 hours. Is there anything fun to do? He goes, we don't want to get stabbed around here, bro. You didn't get stabbed around here, bro.
Silver Lake.
This is like the good part of Silver Lake.
Silver Lake 13.
There's gay gangs here, bro. They don't do drive-bys. They do a drive-by, bye-bye. Anyway, so I love that hacky joke. So
got to be careful out there.
So I was thinking about your joke, man. They stab you from behind.
They'll stab you in the back.
So I was telling him how much this neighborhood has changed and how shitty it was in the early 70s when it was all fucked up with heroin.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't believe it. So I was telling them, places to go and have fun, places to go eat, You can find. You can spend 3 hours just walking around Sunset, huh?
Yeah, dude. And then Griffith Park's around the corner, right?
Yeah, but they were saying like, yeah, you could eat some. They said they went to go eat some sushi around there. It was kind of whack, and the guy like waiting for a tip,
like everybody else in Los Angeles.
You got to eat plates with plastic. Anyway, so she, I told him where to go eat, and all that good stuff. They couldn't believe it. Yeah, they have Chicago pizza over there in Echo Park. And she said, well, we don't got none of that stuff where we live. We have like Little Caesars.
El Gallo Giro.
El Gallo Giro.
Fontana, dog.
Fontucky, bro.
And that's right there by Hard Times Pizza, right? R.I.P.?
Not there anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's Jimmy John's or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was some good pizza, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
Probably the best pizza I ever had.
It was really, really, really bomb.
I'll never forget when we ordered it at like around before they closed. We got three pizzas. We had everybody there, man. Bean sauce and shit.
Fucking bean sauce. Bean sauce.
My brother Angel was there, bro. That was the last time that fool kicked it.
Is that a topping? Bean sauce?
No, bro. What happened? But, we were all there. Fluffy was there too. Gabriel Iglesias, Ivan Cuellar, myself, my brother Angel, this fool Vinny, my kid, was sitting in the house watching cable. We were outside. It was a studio. We're just smoking around all night. It was like the first time we hung out and we found out we're all potheads. I found out Gabriel likes weed. Ivan likes weed. This fool always likes weed. So we're burning, bro. We went through a whole eighth of Ivan's shit. And then my brother, you know, he's a crackhead. That fool wanted to smoke that shit to the ends, bro. He had a little roach. And that fool said, my brother Angel said, does anybody have bean sauce? Like a pliers for the fucking roach? And then Gabriel was stoned. He said, what? Somebody said pizzas? So we ordered those pizzas from there, man. We ordered like three pizzas. Angel basil pasta.
Oh. So you had that little couch outside, huh?
Yeah,
what,
man.
What was it, a seat?
It was a couch, bro.
Okay. You guys threw that shit away, too, huh?
Yeah, I had a couch, man. And you know what? It didn't rain all summer, so I left it outside in the porch, and that was like the porch couch, eh?
Summer of love couch over there.
I had bugs and everything, huh? Oh, fool.
What?
I just got hit up by Louie, bro. Where I go over there, they say you're welcome to come anytime because they want you to look at them roaches.
I have no, right now.
Whatever. They want you to stop by and
hell yeah,
talk
dude.
To Steven.
Is that the brother?
Yeah, no, Steve, the Latino fool.
Okay, the guy with the beard?
And he said that, man, not for roaches, but yeah, man. there was one crawling when I was there, bro.
Well, dude.
Don't fool eat. Don't put it away.
Right, that too. But the thing is, it's one of those old-ass buildings in downtown L.A. There's a bunch of, you know, water bugs.
There's rats too, bro.
Yeah, I you see them. You see the rat boxes.
Even if you clean that area, they're going to come back.
Yeah, because the dude that runs the elevator, oh, man, I kill those motherfuckers all the time. I just step on them. You hear them crunch. Sounds like chips. Damn, right? Just take us up to the fucking level too, bro.
Yeah, man. Those roaches, when you kill them, they sound like pop rocks, bro.
Yeah, dude.
So what's up, fool?
What's up, dog?
Yeah, so you said you're welcome to come.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Then after that, of course, you'll be more welcome to come whenever you want.
All the fucking the roach whisperers here.
So you'll be like Bert Kreischer's friend, eh?
Came here from Little Toot.
That was hilarious, bro.
Yeah, it was a badass story, dog.
If you ever get a chance, man, go listen to our podcast guest, Bert Kreischer. The machine. The machine, man. He tell that story about him and his friend fucking doing blow. And then their exterminator friend shows up, and that fool like does a little bump, and he starts exterminating the whole pad.
Yeah, dude.
And he wakes up that guy's wife. He goes, what the fuck? Why is this asshole exterminating our bedroom right now?
That's a total coke party.
You got termites!
Imagine waking up and there's a fucking that exterminator
fool
right
said,
there.
That's when you have a homie, man. Straight up homie, man. You know, like, you know, everybody's doing their shit. He found out that they're partying, and he shows up. Listen, man, I got nothing to pitch in, man, but if you ever need, like, bug spraying, bro, I'll do it. So that fool does a bump, and he has to return a favor right away, bro.
Yeah,
goes exterminating the house 3 a.m. He don't give a fuck.
Service for a service.
Comes
huh?
back, he tells you, bro, you got termites.
This for that, eh?
What's up, fool? We got my two sons here, bro.
The sobrinos.
Apa.
We got my two sons, bro. They're from the backwoods of Oaxaca.
These fools are too tall to be from Oaxaca, dog.
I know. We're from our family's actually from Puebla, which is close
oh,
to Oaxaca.
Oh, really? Fuck yeah, yeah, dude.
We have the commons for 1 month, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. Badass music,
I met these guys at Tropicalia, man. These guys were actually they're fans of my comedy too. But I saw them when I got hooked up with Las Cafeteras. Then from them, I got to Buye Pongo. Then I heard these fools. These fools are eclectic, bro. Oh, look at him. Como chico. Using KCRW words. No, man, but they're different, man. They're awesome. And we fucking hit it off at Tropicalia. You were there.
Yeah, man.
What you think of the comments, bro?
Oh, they're bad as fuck, dude.
But now they have a newer band. They're going to be called Tropa Magica, bro. Tropic Magic.
And what's up with that, dude? You guys are done with the comments?
Tell them, bro. Where the hell you got from?
All right, well, we're from East
What's
LA.
What's your name, bro?
Yo me llamo David Pacheco from East LA, René también.
Yo me llamo René Pacheco. Brothers? Oigan la diferencia entre las voces, no se me pierdan.
Una voz, segunda voz.
Segunda voz.
You have brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, brothers. Shit, okay then.
Yeah, 3 years apart.
How come you straighten out your hair, bro?
I did. But when I comb it back and let it lasso up, you know, like with strings?
See, bro, they come from my generation, bro. Ugly, but still confident, bro. Yeah.
What is it called? Inconveniently...
I don't know. Unconventionally attractive.
There you go.
I love that. You're like Romanesquely cute. I want to hang out with these guys, bro. I feel cute over here, dog.
This one said cute.
For real, man. So you guys from East LA, what high school you guys go to?
So we grew up right there by the Calvary Cemetery. I understand down here where that big old yellow cross is at on the 60 feet.
El Pedorrero.
My first girlfriend used to live right there, bro. Actually, she used to live on 5th Street or the Rowena.
All right, right.
Not even know where that is. Rowan.
Yeah. Rowan, yeah.
By that big church.
Yeah, oh, man. Damn, right there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that church is boring.
I never went to that church, bro. We just met there.
Yeah, they make you bring your own books there.
Yeah.
Yeah, to read passages.
That's from? The one on Beverly, on third, on uh-huh. The right-hand side, or the one over there that's more strict?
Mm-hmm.
The one that's really, really strict, like really strict. You got to be dressed up nice. Women got to wear dresses. I don't know what religion that is. Palestine.
Oh, the other one, the one on
Jehovah's?
Mindig, yeah.
Yeah, the Gateway to Heaven.
The Gateway to Heaven.
That one?
Like they have a white statue in the front, right? Real clean.
Holy pass to the Lord.
Yes, what is that religion?
It's Jehovah Witness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they got all sorts of flags
Los
around
Testigos
that.
De Jehovah. Yeah,
we live down the street from there now.
I used to go out with a girl with the Jehovah Witness, bro. She never bought me nothing for my birthday. When we broke up, she didn't know we broke up, bro. Every morning she's knocking at my door. All right.
Pobrecita.
Rodrigo, man, what you got right here, bro?
Nothing, dude.
You heard
chilling.
The comments?
Yeah, dude.
Yes. Yeah, so. Went to high school right there in the neighborhood or what?
No, actually, so our parents were always scared que los íbamos a convertir en cholitos, so they sent us to school using my grandma's address in Montebello, so we went to Sher High School.
That's how you do it, bro.
Oh, you went to the good Montebello High School, huh?
Yeah, the Harvard on the Hill.
Hell yeah, my brother used my address to go to Marshall.
That's cool, dude.
And, you know, how about that? We turn out getting into rock and roll instead of, gangbanging.
Hell yeah, man. It's tough to get into rock and roll, man, in that fucking gangbanging school. Fuck you, rockers! You guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in it?
No. I almost made the one of the little chubby kid that gets blasted. Yeah.
Oh, shit. And what movie?
That one, What's Up, Rockers?
So you guys went to that school right there?
Yeah, sure, high school. And
you know Mr. Pompa?
With the Pompa?
Mr. Pompa, math teacher?
Nah.
All right, just a friend of ours, brother.
Yeah, the teacher's there.
Jim Pompa. Your high school is the one that has that car all crashed up every graduation to avoid drunk driving?
Yeah, right there.
Bro.
They have it too?
Yeah. That's a scary-ass photo, picture. One time I was driving all loaded, bro. Not loaded, but leaving. I slept in the parking lot at Wild Coyotes, and I took the streets home. And I never drive through that street where Sher High School is.
Little hill?
Yeah, by Garvey, I guess, to go home. And in the daytime, never been in a fucking daytime. It's always been nighttime. Then I saw that fucking car, bro, all crashed up with like a fake body inside. I said, don't drink and drive.
Oh, yeah, man. They were tough about it there. Then you have assemblies. You can have a game.
Yeah, they reenact it for you where they do the whole crime scene scenario. They have a cop reenacted, like pulling out a bunch of bottles. And what's funny is that they have all sorts of brands. So I'm just wondering, like, damn.
That product placement?
Yeah, this one was mixing it up.
That was like, don't they have like, what is it? Not Red Ribbon Week, but they always do those campaigns because I remember learning how to drive.
So they have that drunk driver and they have that guy from World Car Drummer doing an announcing.
Here we go, live at Shore High School. If you're going to drink and drive, you're not going to be alive. Because they show you those videos, these, red asphalt and shit?
These guys just graduated to 2.4 alcohol.
Now, gone forever.
There'll be no party where they're going.
They're going to be hanging out with those Jehovah Witnesses.
No presents.
So you got into music in high school? You were in the band?
We started bands after high school. No, we were never in marching band or anything. We never been like musically trained like that. We just, I see the a lady.
By ear?
Uh-huh. And, you know, we actually just got into garage music for a long time, rock and roll stuff. And it wasn't until later that we started getting to more of the cumbias, the ranchera sound, norteño kind of vibe. And it's just like, you know, going back to your roots and being proud of it, like being like, hey, pues, tengo un acento, no hablo así como, I don't speak perfect English, but I also don't speak perfect Spanish, so just embrace both of those worlds. And
entiendo.
Yeah, un poquito, se entiende.
I got into music because growing up in high school, I got also into weed, and so I didn't really have a lot of places to smoke weed, especially not at my house, so I would go to shows, and then I would go to my brother's practices to smoke weed. And then as I was just around the whole time, I kind of started growing into it, started picking up an admiration for the drums. Because prior to that, my brother and I were always jamming out. But really, like, it was marijuana that helped me get into music. That was my gateway to heaven right there in East LA.
Hell yeah, man. With a good weed, though.
It was some of that Indo.
The Pretendo.
Yeah, Pretendo.
So it was
right before the Kush era where Pretendo was still bomb.
That's funny because we're just talking about when people want to. They want to smoke it after the show, and they like they have a big bag of weed, and they're rolling up the Swisher Sweet, but like the Swisher Sweet, do they match the amount of weed they have in that bag? Like it's always like a little sprinkle, like you know, there's four of us, right?
Like a little line of weed.
Just don't like when people want to get tight, bro. Like we already invited you backstage, smoke everything.
That blunt is going through a crisis.
Smoke everything if you're backstage. You should be smoking everything, bro.
Dude, I don't want to sound like a cinnamon like.
If you're backstage, you shouldn't be smoking thin ass shit, bro.
You should be going all out, dog. You should get invited again.
The words I'm trying to make this last shouldn't come out of your mouth, bro. Right there, bro, is when you get picked up by the throat and get kicked out. We had a comedian in Chicago, bro. That fool wrote up a skinny ass joint, and then he broke it in half and said, "I smoked it for later."
Whoa.
Never get to hang out again. That's against the rules, right?
Yeah. The death wish.
That's not even written anywhere, but that's against the rules, right?
Especially with weed, because you can't be tight with weed, dog. If you're going to puff, you're going to fucking puff, dog. You want to get fucking stoned, dude.
Like Lisa, bro. She could never show up to a party, bro. They bring up a backwood with one gram in it.
Dude, people are going to be freaking out. And there'll be some girl on the couch going, oh, my God, I hit it twice, and I passed out for 3 days.
Man, her lips are up. They're all brown from the fucking wet backwood and shit.
Dude, that backwood ain't no joke, dog. I think a gram blunt is a perfect blunt.
Or how about that dude that shows up with backwoods, dressed up with a backwoods gear, but has no weed, bro?
Oh, dude. That was that.
Remember the backwood guy?
Primera Taza, right?
Yeah.
He's like the Red Bull girls. Shows up with a product.
And was that fool really from the backwoods company, or he just made that little jumpsuit?
No, I don't know. He's from a backwoods company. He lives in the backwoods. What's up, fool, man? So how did you guys get started in a band? When you got how many bands you got been into before this one?
Ooh, we each had our own band before.
Like, we started playing when we were little.
Started a blues
kids.
Experiment? What?
I know, right? Those little Lobo Juniors.
Nah, it was more like skinny jeans, indie music.
Nah,
the David Martinez band.
No, we started playing when we were little kids. Our grandma, we were always siempre tremendos, you know, causing trouble and stuff. And so my grandma, she grounded us. She put us in the garage and locked the door with the lights off. And, you know, when she went outside, we turned on the lights. And I had a guitar, and it was all out of tune. But, you know, I was like, fuck it, let's play. And then Renee got some spoons and got my grandma's, like, a pot.
Where they make the mole, the ceramic ones?
So it's like one of those expensive mole pots. Uh-huh. And he ended up playing it too hard, and it broke. And so my grandma
was cracking it.
Mole, se quebró la cazuela de mole. And
they got mad, but we were like, hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
And we continued it on with our uncle, who always had instruments laying around his house. So we would go to his house and jam out there just because, you know, he had access to everything, amps, mics, speakers, the drums.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was an interesting character because when we started playing cumbia music, he was like, he's like, my dad, you know, he was really happy. He's like, hey, my sons are playing cumbia music because he plays in a norteño group. And so my uncle's like, oh, yeah, well, let me hear one of your songs. So I play one of my songs, right? And I'm singing it. I'm doing my thing. And as soon as I finish it, he just kind of like looks at me in disapproval.
Eso no es cumbia.
Ah, eso no es cumbia. Si no se toca, le están dando un mal nombre a la cumbia. Like, we're giving cumbia a bad name.
Cumbia naco.
Yeah, like, he was just like smashing, you know, like bashing. And you know, actually, that really helped us because we were like, well, that's actually not a bad thing, you know, that we're changing something traditional like cumbia into what we do it with it now. And the surprising thing is, after Tropicalia, he was like really proud of us. He's like, man, you guys met Los Tigres del Norte. And he's like,
he's a chingado.
Now he believes.
He's like, let me get backstage and bring a gram.
Was that your biggest show ever?
The biggest show was Coachella.
Oh, you guys played Coachella.
Yeah, we did Coachella last year, which was pretty...
What stage?
The new stage that they built.
Sonora stage.
Yeah, so that was cool. It was... but, I mean, that's like a weird trip, though, because I don't go to Coachella, and it's not my thing, you know? It's like... I don't know. I'm not
it is sleep. Weird, dog. I've been there.
Yeah, after the first week, salí rosado, güey. It was like Disneyland.
I've been there, bro.
Oh, dude. Yeah. If you ain't got that VIP access, dude, you're done, dog.
Yeah. You're done?
Dude, you're gonna be all dude. All those people sleeping on the side, all musty. And
what's all these full of still pretty people over there?
Oh shit, that's a first day in the first couple hours.
Yeah.
Sure, that's your third day.
They transform into suites,
bro.
No, they have suites on the outside, right, in your hotels.
Oh yeah, there's some suites. Yeah. I mean, going there as an artist was pretty nice.
Right.
You get driven around everywhere.
It's nice, huh?
Fuck yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Just but only like, on the day of that you're playing. After that, it's like a sus uñas.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's brutal, man.
Yeah, the first night I went there, we took acid. And
damn, you guys did it for real, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's a festival. And so we're watching Radiohead, right? And then Radiohead set was just like butchered because you couldn't, the bass was like going off. They were having sound problems. And then they still went through their whole like hour and a half set with like problems. And people were leaving. And like all these like rich spoiled kids, white kids, they were like, "What's going on? Like, why does this sound like this?" Like, don't worry, it's gonna be better because they're like tripping hard.
And but it never got better.
Yeah, it didn't get better at all until they played Creep. Creep was really good, and I was like, "Oh, this was worth the wait." And then they kept playing more, and they just kept sounding shitty and shitty. And I'm like, "I'm going down with this ship," you know? I'm like, "Oh, like philosophical acid moment." Go down with these guys.
I was up there, bro. I was up there with Munch.
He was running the sound. No,
damn.
And that was a trip because I didn't know how to get out of there. And I'm like, how do I get out of this place? Because it's so big. And I'm like,
yeah. The song was bad. Like but they didn't complain.
No, they did.
They looked a little pissed. Yeah,
they were pissed.
But like, you couldn't hear it because they were just because
their monitors, you could hear it. It sounded like. Somebody had a messed up aux cord, you know.
Oh
and my god!
Like, something small. Huh?
Yeah, like they were playing, and then you just hear ding, and just everything goes off.
Tom York was like, "The whole crew is gonna be fired after this set."
Somebody got fired.
He said
we got visitors from aliens. So I was like, that's a pretty good Radiohead remark.
Yeah, dude.
What? How the sound at Tropicalia?
Tropicalia.
How the whole experience, bro?
Tropicalia was cool.
You felt over there, man. They treat you well for the first hour, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's your card. In an hour, get the fuck out.
Hey, bro, can you move up? Can you get out of that trailer, man? We're going to give it a scam and jam.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's funny. That's the first time I put a dressing room that was only good for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, it was a short amount of time. It was, I mean... I don't know what they cheaped out on getting good sound people or something because for the first three songs you can hear vocals during our set. But you know we had a piñata though, and that was fucking epic. We got the piñata during one of the songs, tossed it up, but Rene pitched it to me, so he got off his drum set, pitched it to me, and then with my guitar just swung it into the audience and it broke into a bunch of pieces.
Did it have candy?
Yeah, of course. All the good kind, Duvalines, you know, mazapanes. What, mazapan?
Tommy.
Yeah, little.
Yeah. a lot of good taco at Tropicalia, bro.
I only had one taco, and you gave me that taco.
Yeah, man.
See those fucking lines, dude?
Yeah, he's like, bro, have you had any tacos yet? And I'm like, nah, man. He's like, wait right here. Don't go. And I'm like, all right. And he like turns back. Don't go. I'm like, all right. And he comes back out with the plate and like one taco in there. And I'm just like, hell yeah. It's like a, what was it? Vegan carnitas.
Yeah.
They were really good, dude.
Oh, yeah, man.
You delicious. Didn't have that VIP access, dude? You were screwed, dog.
It was fun, though.
You can't even walk through the crowd. It was so many people at Tropicalia.
Yeah.
We were walking behind the taco stand.
Yeah, dude. Had to figure out a little route, dude.
I think like the most surreal moment, too, was me and Los Tigres. Me and Los Tigres.
That's right. We all went together.
Yeah. That was intense, man.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not worthy, I thought it.
I was on acid, so I was just like.
Are you serious, fool? Yeah. I was nervous as fuck. I don't get nervous around famous
people. He saw tigers in there.
Those fools are. It's badass to see them like up close and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they're super nice and they're all like clean cut.
I was trying to figure out a way to take one of them boots.
It's like meeting a living cutout.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, hey, man.
Wasn't their backstage like on fucking just sealed up? Nobody could get back there. Yeah, huh?
They had the nice
view. Yeah, that was a fucking.
I don't even think Café Tacuba got that.
Hell nah, dog. They're on a whole nother level, huh, fool?
Hell yeah, man. Café Tacuba right next to me.
Hey, what'd you call that guy from Café Tacuba?
I forgot, dog.
I'm right here with Tojo.
I know Batman. Eh?
I looked at Felipe like,
I'm right here with Minnie Mouse. Hey, look at me. Those fools went over, dog. Thought they were headlining.
Those fools got a little eclectic.
The sound
guy
got pissed off when they went over, huh?
Yeah, man.
The stage, it was all chaotic there, huh?
The main stage was chaotic, man.
Dude, I remember, dude, everybody was furious, dog.
A bunch of snowflakes complaining about the show.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, for us, it was cool. We played early, so we were just like enjoying the whole day.
Did you get to see Brenton Wood?
Yeah.
How was that, dog?
Oh, man. He still got it, man.
Fuck yeah.
At his age, he still got the charisma. Still got the swagger.
Huh?
Yeah, the green
suit.
Does
a little twist and the turns.
Yeah, I think the homie Barrio Dandy from Boyle Heights, that fool was the one that styled him up. So, yeah, man, that was cool.
So,
that's cool.
What was your thing, like your big break where you said, wow, we're getting gigs. We're not doing these fucking gigs at Sheridan anymore. You ever been to the punk shows out there in East LA?
Oh, yeah, man. That's where we would go get stoned and start off.
I used to go to those too, bro, even when I was in high school, man.
Yeah, they're still going on.
Used to see fucking bands like Resistant Militia.
Yeah, like the ska scene.
Yeah.
The ska punk scene in South Central is huge.
Oh, it's fucking...
The punk scene in South Central was around when I was around in East LA. We used to do them at Hoover Park.
Yeah.
They still do them over there. It's big, the big scene.
Nah, Hoover Park didn't do shows, but the ska scene's still big. You get a big house and it gets packed. You know, 400 or 500 people come through in a little backyard.
And they have like all these little live ska bands you never even heard of, huh?
Yeah. And then some of them, you get some of the bigger ones that break out, but you can't really escape the ska scene, you know, and go into like play something different because you're stuck in that genre, which is kind of like what happened with the Commons, you know?
Yeah, the Commons?
Which is like psychedelic cumbia punk. So it was always this kind of... this thing like, oh, they're a punk band. And so como que they treat you a little bit differently because you're like, oh, punk, it's not really like a professional band, you know? And so we're trying.
It's not an orchestral cinematic band.
Oh, yeah.
They're too garagey.
Yeah, exactly. And so.
Están
muy sucios. No se bañan. They have long hair.
Exploited t-shirt and shit.
They look like Felipe's sons. What worked out for us was definitely Coachella. That got us a lot of good press, and we got a lot of better gigs.
We came out in the LA Times.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, on the front page with Little Corner, we're like, hey. Got that frame.
Hell yeah. Dog.
People went to my local
7-Eleven, picked one up, and I tell the guy that's right behind me, didn't even know. I was like, hey, fool, that's me right here. Look, check this out. He's like, that's cool. Congratulations. He's like, yeah, I know.
$1.25.
Rodrigo picked it up in the late zone and stopped reading it.
Oh, dude, this fucking lady in Oxnard, dog, said I had to pay for that shit.
He just put it on paper and started reading it right there by the cash register. The lady, hey, buy the letter.
Fucking mean ass lady, dog. One of the ladies in Mexico that charges for toilet paper.
Rodrigo was like, how do you know I know how to read, bitch?
Yeah, I thought about it, dog.
Just looking at the pictures.
Fucking lady, dog.
Should have farted, bro, and left.
I did fart in there. I farted hard, dog. Este muchacho se está cagando. Fucking
little,
shit,
little
bitch.
Green smoke comes out.
Little good ass ones too, though.
What have been like the, one of the best shows, like one of the best places to perform for you guys?
To what? To perform?
Yeah.
We did Night on Broadway last year, right there on 5th and so they closed down all of Broadway, and we did one of the street shows, 5th and Spring. And that was insane, man. Thought like the whole block was full, and you know, a bunch of.
Different... Yeah, that night I was on mushrooms. Right before performing, too, I went up and just see like an ocean of heads. That was crazy. Yeah, because it was packed, and then like the whole street is closed down.
Well, so Dewey Cox over here, bro. he's in the comments.
No, he's actually just started with Tropa Mágica playing second guitar. Name? This is Brandon over here. Come say hi, Brandon.
Hi.
You look familiar.
What's up?
We'll say Dewey Cox.
Yeah, he's from East LA. Well, Montebello, East LA, too.
Orale, man. That's funny, man. We were talking. One of my Twitter posts today was my family said that I got to Hollywood. I said, nah, man. You guys stood ghetto. And then one of the quotes was, he thinks it's all bad because he lived in Montebello now. That's how it was, right? Yeah. In East LA, Boyle Heights, if you move to Montebello, you made it.
Yeah.
And if you live in Montebello and somebody from East LA moved into your neighborhood, you live in a bad neighborhood now.
Yeah. That's why you got to move to Pico.
Yeah, man. If anybody in the other side of Washington, it's in the bad side of Montebello. Bro, you might as well just call it City of Commerce.
I know, huh?
Commerce.
Have you seen the Citadel?
Hey, man, we're all the same, man. We all show up at the City of Dell during Christmas.
Long-ass lines.
What's up, fool? So, yeah, we're getting typecast as a punk alternative band or what?
Yeah, you know, like a punk cumbia band. And
you guys really have a landlish outfit, like those type of bands that I've seen before.
Yeah, so we just, we've been a three-piece for so long. And, we got that formula down, so we're like, hey, we want to add another guitarist, add a piano, just expand on the sound, make it a bigger sound.
And, fuck yeah. Yeah.
You know, just progression. It's progression.
Hell yeah.
And in the music industry, though, people are very weary of that because it's what they call branding. You know, we have to rebrand everything now. And so, our manager decided to not work with us anymore. The booking agent, I mean, and we're
just, serious?
Oh, so early, man. In the career.
Yeah, after we...
All the great stories start like this, bro. Believe me. All great stories start like this. You know what? Well, they were going our way, and as you know, we're a Grammy-nominating tour band.
Yeah, man. So, right now, it's just like, this is our... doing this full-time Tropa Mágica, focusing on it, grinding.
What did, like, the label say or the manager say out of the blue?
They just said there was going to be too much work for them to... handle the transition, and that
it's a whole new Instagram page, Twitter page. We got some new followers.
Yeah, I mean, we're just gonna change the handles. The
but
social
it was
media
nothing
handles,
like that, right? You know, it wasn't. It really wasn't as dramatic as like.
So they were fucking tripping on you guys, opposed to even like fans tripping on you guys.
Yeah, the fans are actually a lot more receptive. They're excited because it's still Renee and I writing the songs, but with more members, and it just sounds bigger and better. You know.
But those fools, like your manager, they don't know what's cracking on the streets or none of that shit, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's because the managers, booking agents, they take risks, but they don't take the biggest risk. You know, the artist always takes the biggest risk. And so the booking agent was like, you know, he ended on good terms. He was like, hey, keep us updated of how your career is going and then down the line.
Yeah,
pretty much like, once you guys
cake?
Making money, then we'll work with you. And to me, I'm like, that's fucked up. You know, like...
It's a business, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Numbers.
Why'd you guys change, though, over to...
Commons doesn't really sound like a Latino band at all. It sounds like you're... What does it sound like, Felipe? The Commons?
Some white boys from Tribeca.
and it was a trip because we went to Mexico. We hadn't been there in 20 years.
Los Commons.
Los Commons, Los Comunes, you know? We went to Mexico and... We were talking with our family, like, oh, what do you guys do out there? We're like, oh, we're musicians. Oh, what's the name of your band? And then we, trying to say
it's
that in Spanish. They're like, hey, what? You know, and to us, that was kind of like embarrassing too. And we're just like, we just got to embrace the Latinoness and give it a good name. Tropa Mágica.
Are you guys going to bring all the common songs over with you guys?
Some of them. Some of them we're going to transition. You just, you know, we got to grow out of it too. And then some of those songs are still good, and plus we still have vinyls to sell, so we'll probably still do it.
Merch.
Plug-in.
Yeah.
When is your next show for Tropa Mágica?
Tropa Mágica, our LA debut show is on March 24th at The Smell. No. Have you been there before?
No, where's that?
What time?
It's a DIY space in downtown LA. It's like at 8 p.m. It's going to be cool. We're gonna hire a norteño band, and we're gonna have them cover Chalino Sanchez songs.
Shut
and
up,
do like
dude.
A little dance competition.
Come over here with Nieves de Enero, dog.
Yeah, Nieves de Enero, Alma Enamorada, you know, all the classics. And we're going to have a dance competition to see who could dance more chunti. And then, you know, give
like
them
those
a...
fools were getting down over there in Tucson, dog.
A badass party, huh?
This fool fucking put some old ass mat. Dude, this motherfucker had to be like 80, dog. Ripping up that dance floor in his little suit and his little boots.
Little white ostrich boots.
Yeah, dog. With a little hat to the side and shit.
The little pointy ones.
Oh, fuck
the
yeah.
The butt scratchers.
Oh.
Is that a new instrument to the band, Sexto Paz, right?
This is the 12 string.
The 12 string, right?
I got that at a thrift store and.
How does that sound?
It sounds beautiful, man.
Does that play like a guitar or no, right?
It's tuned like a guitar the same way.
Different bajo strings, sexto?
Mm-hmm, bajo sexto, which is...
Different strings, right?
Same, I mean, you could play it if you didn't have all the strings. You could still play it with regular strings. And it just gives it more of a bigger sound. I've been writing a lot of the new songs with this because...
You know how to play that too?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between that and a guitar, fool?
It's just it's bigger
just
sound.
Hurts.
Just
hurts.
Just has a chorus effect.
Yeah. You just gotta it's press like, it down harder.
Yeah, that's what the tigres have.
Yeah, tigres do them more.
Well, that's what it is, dog.
Yeah, man.
What? Lisa said to describe your sound.
The new sound.
New sound. So, I'm sorry, describe the new Tropa Mágica sound because you're gonna add in more a keyboard.
Yeah, yesterday.
Bells.
Actually, yesterday we had a phone meeting with a potential booking agency who wants to work with us. They do this festival called Desert Days out in Joshua Tree. Last year they booked like Iggy Pop. The year before that they got Primus. And it was a good conversation, a good meeting. We might be working with them. But they described our sound. They were like, yeah, your new music sounds more orchestral and
cinematic.
And I'm like, that's cool.
The fuck is that, dude?
It's not Latino anymore.
Fucking Critics' Choice Awards over here.
Orchestral and cinematic, but with the Latino-Mexican twist, you know, because I still sing in Spanish, and it's something that I want to keep doing because, I mean, it's essential, you know. Fucking Spanish is being, you know, replaced so much with Spanglish, and it's fine, but, it's like, I feel it's a sort of discipline to be able to just
some of the Spanish influences
without saying like mixing in words in English because you don't know, and it's better just to ask. You know, when we were in Mexico, I would always like cómo se dice esta palabra, you know, and ask because you know just gotta. To me, I mean, I was formerly an English teacher before doing this full time. I was teaching English literature for 2.5 years with like 17 to 24-year-olds, kids that dropped out of high school.
Okay.
I was working with them, and that was pretty crazy.
Pinche maestro.
Yeah. They call me Mr. Pachex.
But el profesor Pachex.
Yeah, or one of the students, he came
up with. They called you Mr.
They say Mr. Or one of them came up with, because my last name is Pacheco, or both of our last names. Do you guys know what Pacheco means in Spanish, in Mexico?
No.
Pacheco means, so you'll usually say, oh, está bien Pacheco, or mira, se mira bien Pacheco, which means they look really fucking stoned. Oh, and wow. So when we got to the airport, the security inspectors were like, ¿y si está bien Pacheco? And we're just like, well, not yet. I mean, we just got here. But...
Why, what you guys got?
Entry denied.
We go to a place where they roll up pachins.
Go smoke some of the Tijuana Kush.
No, man, it don't sound good.
It's not.
It is if you haven't smoked anything for 3 days.
I'll wait.
I know,
I'll
dude.
Keep waiting, man.
I remember this fool in Zacatecas was like, oh, no, esta madre viene de la sierra, güey. No tiene preservantes, nada de eso. I was like, fuck, dude, this shit didn't even get me high, dog.
That's true. You said that that's true that now that people are shipping good weed to Mexico?
I heard what's going on is some fools are that got money are growing it themselves now. But the only way fools would get kind bud over there was a fool that came over here, smuggled it in there, dog.
Yeah, because the weed over there is very swaggy.
Yeah, the mad seeds, all that shit.
Yeah, but they, you're right. They grow it themselves. A friend of ours had a let me try some of his stash because I had my like swaggy ass stuff, and yeah, he's telling me it's like people grow it, and that's how you get your good stuff down there. Right. Otherwise, right. You buy it elsewhere.
Oh yeah, dude.
Boo boo. Who was your influences growing up?
Musically.
Yes.
Well, it ranged. So when we grew up, we listened to like, you know, obviously what our parents listened to. So when you go to a birthday party or something, you hear La Banda Machos, you know, fucking
Bronco.
Los Tucanes, Bronco, Tigres del Norte.
¿A cuánto me lo
banda
da?
Mexicana.
Cinco pesos. ¿A cuánto me lo da?
Yeah, Sonora Dinamita, all those, like, you know, all those classics and
No, te metes con mi cucu.
For me, it wasn't until I was, like, in intermediate school that I got into rock and roll music, because we would always just listen to that. It was at the parties or, you know, we used to listen to Radio Disney, so we would listen to, like, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, we were little kids, you know, Britney Spears. And but I remember this one time we had a homecoming show at our in seventh grade for the basketball team, and they had like a little pep rally, and there was a DJ, and the DJ started playing this song, and it sounded very
boom boom mommy mommy
mommy, and then that right? No, it was a rock and roll song, and it was like, you know that he would be untrue, you know, and
the Doors, I would uh-huh. be a liar,
and I didn't know who the Doors were. But I would always see people with this Misfits skull shirts, and I was like, you know, that sounds like it would be the Misfits because it's kind of deathly sounding. And so I asked my friends, like, hey, is this the Misfits playing? And they're like, no, this is fucking the Doors, bro. And I'm just like, fuck. All right, went to the library, got a Doors CD, and, you know, but influence.
Hell yeah.
Fuck, man.
That's where it started?
For rock and roll? Yeah, man. Just like being told, like, no, dude, this is not... The Doors, you know, I was like, oh shit, that sounds cool.
Fuck yeah, they're bad, dude.
How about Javier Solis, bro? What was your influence?
Javier Solis.
Same thing, Doors.
Doors?
Yeah, I got into the Doors. And
your mom used to say, like, my mom used to say, esta música del diablo.
Actually, my mom, she used to, like,
my
she
mom hated Ozzy, bro. She yeah? hated it, dog.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, my mom kind of just got me into that. She used to listen to a lot of rock and roll. She came, she was born in Mexicali. And, you know, like the Frontera right there. So they always have like a lot of like, you know,
my 60s. Mom used to love that shit, bro. That rock and roll, 60s song, Beatles type of song. Popo, Beatles, that's tu memo.
Yeah, man, we unfortunately never got into that.
Leo Dan shit, bro.
Oh, yeah, Leo Dan, Cuco Sanchez, Jose Alfredo Jimenez, Pedro Infante. Those are all classics.
Oh, yeah.
Like, man. Los Muecas, what?
Yeah, Los Muecas, Los Caminantes.
Los Dandies.
Los Caminantes, dog.
Fuck!
That's a band right there, dog. Yeah.
I haven't heard those fools in a long time. Los Caminantes.
¿Dónde está mi casete, Los Caminantes?
Yeah, they have that song, like, a la guitarra, tocale las cuerdas, la mujer, tocale las piernas a la guitarra.
It's a manual in case you forget.
Yeah, man, it's, I mean, our parents, they came here to U.S. like in the 80s, so they were already like in their like late teens, like, you know, early 20s, and so our parents never showed us like the Beatles or, you know, oldies, Chicano oldies and stuff, so we had to like go back and do our research, and like literally, like, I used to work at a library before doing teaching, and so I would just always stay in the music section reading books and like, oh, looking at Chicano history, rock and roll, and listening to all those classics. Then I found out about Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and the Question Mark and the Mysterians, Richie Valens, and
research, you know.
Which just the other day, no, it was the day of the day music died.
Well, Mamba, bro.
Yeah, the big bopper and homeboy Richie from Valens. Lubbock.
Buddy Holly.
Supposedly it was Elvis who did it.
Oh.
Where'd you hear that rumor, fool?
Elvis. That's what
they want you to think.
Elvis. From Texas.
Don't take off in the snow. Well, we took off in the snow, remember?
Don't take off in the rain. How about that? It was a promoter, bro. I fully didn't want to lose the deposit. Leaving in the rain, dog.
Wasn't it snowing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they say, no,
man. Propeller craft?
It's too crazy to drive. Take a plane.
Fly over the clouds.
The promoter fraud, bro. He could have canceled the gig, dog.
You guys are talking about the Richie Valens thing?
Yeah, man.
Are we basing it on the movie?
Converted in real life, bro. Cause like there's time when, man, you can't make it to the show and the promoter be like, I'll just hire a private jet. Out of the blue, they have enough time to check the engine?
Fuck. Remember that one, how that other one took off that one time? Fuck.
Which one?
We went fucking on that private jet.
Oh yeah,
didn't that shit shoot up in the sky all crazy? I thought that flight from Tucson to LA was crazy. I've been
in a private jet. Well, my second time in a private jet with Mike Epps, and man, that fucking plane, like, you know, a normal plane is fat, it's heavy, a lot of fat food on it. It takes its time going up there. The motherfucker shot up like a rocket, dog.
Dude. We're out, dude. It felt we're like one of those dragons of Game of Thrones, dog.
Oh, like, can I get a gas mask too?
And then another comedian go, man, I can fly this plane. Shut the fuck up.
I'm just rising, man. Yeah, no, dude. Stop, man. Then it leveled.
See, that's nice, though. We had to drive everywhere. We did a fucking just 2 months.
Sorry.
It's common, bro.
We did a, what is it, like a 2 month tour, 52 days, all over the U.S. and fucking driving everywhere in a van, you know?
It was nowhere like this, man. What's that? We were in India. We're performing a fucking tractor trailer, man.
That Brawley gig, dog? It was hot as fuck, dog.
They had good tacos. They had all the tacos we can eat.
We're in India?
Yeah, man.
Imperial Valley,
Imperial Valley, bro.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? Where's the fool going, eh?
Restroom break, dog. I was going to go score right now.
He's going to go take a dab.
And how do you describe your sound? I mean, opposed to like what people
so,
describe it.
All right, so what my idea was, you guys heard of John Sebastian?
Hell yeah, dog.
You know,
John Sebastian.
Yeah, was more like El Romántico, you know, but like his early stuff, because John Sebastian, he has a unique way of writing. He writes in a lot
for
of minor.
Everybody.
So he writes in a lot of minor chord progressions. So for example, that's a D major, right? It sounds happy, but as soon as you put the minor, it gives it a whole different eeriness, which is like what the Doors worked with too, which is those minor chord progressions, those sevenths. I mean, it's if you're a musician, you're listening to this, it makes sense. But he had a lot of these songs that, like, for example,
El Secreto de Amor.
Secreto de Amor, yeah, sort of like that, but that's more when he got more popular.
Right.
The older stuff, like Hasta que Amanezca or 25 Rosas.
What got him famous.
Yeah, those early stuff. And to me, that was, it became evident that style, it's kind of like a gypsy style. You guys heard of Edith Piaf?
Yeah.
The French singer, she has that same kind of like a gypsiness to it. So it's like combining John Sebastian, Edith Piaf. You guys know Django Reinhardt? The guy that played with Three Fingers, gypsy guitars. Can you show him a little bit? It's kind of that jazzy gypsy feel, and so it's combining that gypsiness with the tropical cumbia sound we already have.
You want to do it again?
Do it again?
You want to do it again?
Okay. Oh yeah, that was really good, man. The air guitar.
Over here, Felipe Esparza with the chord progression, you know?
I know ukulele.
Yeah, so it's a combination of that. Ukulele, like the,
bro.
I know. What happened to it, dog?
My bongos, dog.
And we have another guitar in the car for the picture.
So your next show is coming up March 24th?
Right, the first official show with Tropa Mágica in Los Angeles.
Tropa Mágica, where can they find you at?
Right now, just through our SoundCloud page, and then, but for the most part,
Twitter.
Everything that we have with the comments, as soon as the last show, February 27th, we're going to switch all those handles to Tropa Mágica. All
right.
Yeah, just make it quick.
Rodrigo, your show's coming up, bro?
Tonight? Right there. Oh, shit. It's not going to be tonight. Yeah, I know.
So, man, you guys started out with just you and your brother or other heads?
Just him and I, for the most part. We used to do a two-piece, and I would play with the loop station.
Fuck,
yeah. Dude, we would do generator shows, like, you know, like, get those power converters. So it's like a little car battery, and you plug it into the machine, and then you can plug in your guitar amps. We would do that and just go busk it. We did that outside the Pixie show in 2010?
We're at the Palladium?
Yeah, we played at the Palladium. We did it outside of there because it was a sold-out show, and we knew there was going to be a crowd, so we went and did it. But, I mean, we were learning. We didn't even have stickers. We didn't have CDs or anything. So it was just, like, for us just to prove it to ourselves that we can do it.
They didn't try to kick you guys off security.
Nah, we got, everything worked out perfectly. It was very serendipitous. It had like that holy moment feel, like where the clouds just opened up just for you. And then, like, yeah, it was crazy because when we did it, we played it. Nobody was there. Parking was open. Everyone was waiting. We performed. We did it. And then we left. And, like, when we went to go do a U-turn, like, came back, like, 5 minutes afterwards, we just see, like, everything's packed. All the cars are filled. And it was like that never existed. So it was very weird. And it had a very ecstasy feeling, you know, because we proved it to ourselves. It was almost like jumping off a cliff.
And spontaneous, yeah.
Serendipity. How Rodrigo feels when he sneaks, when he sneaks into concerts, eh? Say the gates open, eh?
Yeah, yeah, and walk in there
carrying a bag, eh?
That little trumpet,
bro. You guys look. You guys snuck into a lot of concerts. Have you?
I think. Yeah, I snuck into FYF Fest when it was still like easy to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
You just walk in through the side. You just walk all the way down to the gate ends, and you just come in. You
just climb the fence.
Yeah.
It was funny because there was a with Rizzo and Johnny at Tropicalia, there was a dude that said, oh, no, Felipe, we're trying to get on, or the list. He said, sneaking would go in with you guys. And whoa, we don't have a ticket. I told that fool exactly how to do it because I had a pass, but I was just sneaking in and out just to see if I could. And he didn't even follow me, dog.
What'd you tell him?
I told him exactly to do. Just follow me. Go this way. Oh, okay. But he was too scared. And like he looked, he was like a press dude. I don't know. He wanted an interview or some shit.
Correct.
The Chingustas.
He wanted an interview, but there are no press pass.
That's what I'm saying. You were supposed to have something from in the front. I was like, ain't shit, dog.
I snuck into Dodger Stadium, man.
I would like to do that, dog.
I was all the way, bro, where the warehouse people are at, bro. Just walk in there like I belong.
I think if you have a little blue polo, I think you could do it, though.
Yeah. Just don't look around, bro. Suspicious.
Hell nah, dude. You just fucking...
I'm who you with, bro. I'm with Tropa Vieja, bro. What? We never heard of them. Tropa Mágica.
When you snuck into FYI, you did it by yourself or with people?
Yeah, it was a group of us, but it was like everyone for yourself.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, like, dude.
Security came and you just...
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Three dudes who sneak in carrying a ladder, easy.
Your maintenance guy.
Don't even ask you where the ladder's going.
I have heard of it. I saw a video of this guy who snuck into a Super Bowl, right? Just a ladder.
Vaguely.
And he didn't even use it to climb over. They were just carrying it. Yeah.
And it was a couple guys or one?
I think it was like three of them.
Yeah. Did they end up getting kicked out?
Nah, they were in. They were just like, bring it over here.
This fool. Yeah. You already have the voice.
What's up, fool? It's funny, man. Even though you guys performed at the Tropicalia, you guys walking around, it felt like you still snuck in. Yeah, because there was places where, hey, man, they were stopping, you know, after a while.
Oh, yeah.
Those things were enough, bro. Everybody had to leave.
Oh, they cleared that shit, dog.
That's right, man. Only friends and family could be there.
Yeah, man. The only time I've ever seen the fucking floor get cleared backstage is for Metallica like that, dog.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I told those guys that when we met Los Tigres, it was crazy because we performed after our set at Tropicalia, right? We did our set, and then this big-ass dude comes up to me like super intimidating looking.
Dwayne, fool.
Dwayne, yeah, that's what he's like, hey.
Dwayne Ula.
He's like, hey, you guys in the comments? And I'm like, yeah, what's up?
No.
He's like, you guys came out in the Long Beach Press and you guys were talking about Los Tigres. Who said that? And I'm like, oh, shit. Well, it was all of us. And
he's going to beat you up or
get
something.
All of us, not just me.
No, and he's like, hey, well, I really like what you guys said about Los Tigres and I thought it was really cool. And so then, you know, my thinking cap went on. I'm like, hey, well, can we meet those dudes? And they're like, yeah, man, I can work that out. But then come 9 o'clock, you know, where are you guys at? You guys are supposed to be here right now. And
show up all fucked up.
I did.
For falling, bro.
Yeah, they gave us a bottle of Jameson.
Even though they brought you guys back, you guys still know you guys snuck in.
Yeah, it did. It does, man.
We looked out of place, man.
Nah, and you're right, though, because when we played Coachella, even though everything was like we were in the parking lot when everybody was being taken out, and we were walking to the parking lot, every single moment, like, I saw flashing lights because there's a lot of cops. I constantly felt like I didn't belong there. It was like, oh, fuck, they're going to kick me out. So it was weird. You know, I'm not used to that. Like,
me
being
too,
able to,
sometimes, man.
Yeah. You're like, ah, we me agarraron.
Well, the cops here. Oh, that's your security guard. Okay.
Yeah, and then he's just like,
to my ass, huh?
And then you just look at your artist pass. Oh, that's right. Duh.
What's up, fool? Rodrigo, man, right here.
Right here, chilling.
How you never joined a band, Rodrigo?
Oh, I always wanted to be in a band. That's why I became a comedian, because nobody wanted to be in a band, dog. Everybody got all serious after high school. Motherfuckers got ladies, jobs, and careers, and fuck, dog. Whatever, dog.
What's your name of the band?
Fuck, I don't know, dude.
The Smashers.
The Smasher, nah, dude. I had a name, dude. I forgot though.
The Smasher.
Yeah, I gotta go. I actually have my old little notebook that I had from back in the day. I had a bunch of names, dog. The Barking Spiders.
The Spiders. The Chonchons.
Something, huh?
Give me some Chonchon.
The Roach Hotels.
The Exterminators.
Molotov.
Call Las Pinzas.
The Las Pinzas. Hey, that'll be a badass name for a band. Bad,
Las Pinzas.
Yeah, dog.
At the end of the show, sell little pizzas.
Huh. That'll be tight, dog. You can probably get them at Harbor Freight for what, 99 cents? Sell for 10
bro,
bucks?
Everybody that works at Home Depot will be there. Oh, bro, I love the band, dog. I got pizzas.
You guys don't pick the song you want them to play, they'll throw them at you, dog.
Everybody starts going like this. Dog! The pizza, dog.
Dude,
yeah, I have crazy groupies, man, besides Rodrigo and me.
Where's all the chicks, bro?
Escondiéndose.
There was Chicano Batman, bro, but that was just like Minnie Mouse, bro. Wearing a fucking kimono.
Remember those two fools that asked us, hey, dog, so you guys hang out with a bunch of chicks? No, we're hanging out with two fat dudes right now, dog.
All the time.
What the fuck, dude?
What happened, bro? I got groupies, bro? Dudes?
A lot of dudes. Nah, it varies, man. It varies. Sometimes, you know.
So they show up. Don't fucking leave them on a battle, bro. Whatever you do.
No, sometimes it's crazy. Like, you know, it happens and sometimes it doesn't. And you're just like, I mean, when we're performing, we're working, you know, that's our job. So if that happens, it's secondary. It's not really like.
They all say, nah. Oh, you have a lady somewhere, right? It's all secondary, you know.
That's the way to sound if you don't really want it when you really want it.
Yeah, man. Hold on. Your brother comes along and shit. You like Barge Barker?
Barge Barker
in that scene from Flight of the Condors. Hey, bro, leave me alone, bro. I'm trying to play the lonely guy over here.
Jesse Batico over here, dog.
Yeah, he's over there talking to him all happy. I fucking love that show, man.
Oh, dude.
I could see you guys having a show like that, man.
I was a big fan
like
of that
Flight
show.
Of the Condor. I could see you three of you
Concords.
Guys. Huh?
Concords.
Concords, whatever, right? Condors. I'm like Trump, bro. You know, they like when I say it wrong. I spoke to them before the show. And
you hear
said,
all those claps.
They said I could do it. Condors? All right, Condors. Yeah, awesome. I can see the three of you guys, bro. Him, the quiet guy over there that gets all the chicks and manages.
He's married, bro.
It's a TV show, bro. You don't gotta be married for a show. It's a character. It's a character. The like that. You really
like that. It's a character, dog. I'm gonna get married now. I'm gonna start playing a character.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? You need a manager that works at a fucking department store like Rodrigo? Like the manager, bro, in Flight of the Conchords?
Oh, dude, I have never watched
that. Never?
Show. I'm going to watch it. Now I'm going to watch it. You know what I did watch was the vampire movie. Oh, it's fucking brilliant.
What We Do in Darkness.
Hilarious,
yeah.
Fool.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah.
The leader of the wolves is the manager in the Flight in the show.
Oh, are you serious? Okay. Dude. And they're all drawn from the... Because like, they're all homies, right?
Dude, yeah. It's hilarious, bro. There's a show. He's pissed off at both of the guys, Jermaine and the other one. And he brings it into his office. But when you realize that he's not really his office, bro. He works at a travel agency. So he goes, he tells the man, I didn't come to talk to you about your performances, actually, which is, they're doing okay. By the way, I got you another laundromat show. So you get some whack shows, bro. But we're talking about our friendship right here. I can see our friendship is fading right now. He goes, we started off as buds, you know, as mates. But now we're like getting close to chums.
Damn, there's levels.
He broke down the level of the friendship, bro.
He gives him a graph chart.
Yeah, shut up, dog. That shit was fucking funny.
Chums, dog.
He goes, we started off as mates.
That's the beginning, fool, mates. Yeah. What's the end?
The end was acquaintances, bro.
Oh, you acquainted with him? Oh my god.
Yeah, I can see you guys having a show like that, man.
We're supposed to have a cool flavor, man.
You're young, man.
They wrote some good songs, too.
Yeah.
For a TV show, they wrote some pretty catchy songs.
Hell yeah. They were from New Zealand?
New Zealand, bro.
Bad.
What's up, fool? But that movie's hilarious. Anybody looking for a good movie, man? Dude, What We Do in Darkness?
Yeah.
I've seen it three times, dude.
What we do is shadows. I'm fucking up all the names, dog.
Gives a fuck.
People are partying on the internet. Fuck it. I wish I could get a hold of Felipe. I couldn't find that fucking movie he was talking about. Dude,
it's like some porno.
I look like an actor. Bro, I got kicked out of Amoeba looking for that movie. There's a movie out there, man. You know, my birthday's coming up, June 11. If anybody can get a hold of a fresh copy of Smiley Face, look out for it.
You still haven't found it?
No.
Yeah. Is that a horror movie?
No, bro. It's a movie with Anna Faris.
Oh, it's a badass movie, dog. It's hilarious.
It's a totally pop movie.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it already, though, right?
Yeah.
I've only seen it on YouTube. It's on there for sure. Yeah, I just looked up stoner movies because I was looking for something, you know?
Dude, the part that killed me is when he's like all like in love with that chick she doesn't know. I was in the room taking a shower, jerking off.
That's like everybody's story.
That shit. Dude, that shit killed me, dog.
Mine is the audition and it was her fucking 8x10, bro.
Remind us what the audition scene was. What's up with it? Over here dying, dog. What happened, bro?
Her 8x10 first of all is black and white. And then it's her like this. It's like a comedy 8x10. So it's like
be goofy.
And she's super stoned, right? And the character is supposed to be like, "Hey, how you doing, Frank?" So, "Hey, how you doing, Frank?" She goes up there, "How you doing, Frank?" All loud, bro.
How big?
How big, dog. And then every time she gets more fucked up, she has to restart her to-do list, bro.
I only seen that movie once, dude, but that shit was fucking funny.
What's up, fool? Right. So now, bro, we're going to have a special treat, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Tropa Magica here, bro. They're going to play for us.
The world premiere.
Acoustic version. So I got one the way, right?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, let's use that for you. I normally play the drums, but I come on the line.
You can push it back a little if you want those mics.
Okay. This should be cool.
Give you enough room.
Then get down.
Okay, I'll play this one. Give me a couple keys,
bro. Fucking Kanye West song? That's funny. I saw a video where he comes out and he's like playing a live show and he's like walks up to his little keyboards like this. It takes forever to get there. And then he just goes and everybody loses their shit because he just kind of knows his notes. And he's like, "Ah!" You must be a badass to just fucking get people hyped up on one note.
Crazy, huh?
What's that? Let's start off with the A riff.
For the LSD Roma, which setting do you normally have? Piano?
The organ. 008.
I'll show my back.
But do this riff. Get closer to here.
008 is something nice. Heavy.
That's fine. Put that one towards your speaker.
Okay.
All right. Let's go for it. Start it off. And then,
we're going to do the cumbia one?
Yeah, just warm up with that one and then.
Okay.
That'll work.
Damas y caballeros, aquí por primera vez en el What's Up Fool Podcast con Felipe Esparza, estamos presentando Tropa Mágica.
Oh,
present is LSD Roma. So this song, LSD Roma, you guys know, you guys seen The Godfather, right?
Yeah.
So the guy that wrote the soundtrack for it, they made a compilation and it's on YouTube. It's called LSD Roma and it's a bunch of his like original soundtracks. But it's like these weird songs and I love that soundtrack. It's called, so I named this song after that. LSD Roma. No sería tan difícil. Desnudos y sonriendo, el sudor se vuelve lágrimas. Cada quien con su pared y las espaldas por fin son amadas. Si pudieras, si pudiera leer mi mente, todavía sería lo mismo. Abrazos. Casos, lo mismo otra vez. Si pudieras, si pudiera leer mi mente, todavía será lo mismo. Abrazos y fracasos, lo mismo otra vez. Al cielo no le alcanzó mi dinero para el ladrón. Como un extraño hoy me voy, como un extraño es lo que soy. Y las paredes por fin son
tight, bro. Hell yeah, man. I like it. Remind me of some old school Leonard Cohen, bro.
I'm a big fan of Leonard
Cohen. Hell yeah, bro.
Actually, when he passed away.
Yeah.
When he passed away.
Oh, sad. I never got to see him live.
A bunch of ex-girlfriends texted me because like a lot of my girlfriends, I show him Leonard Cohen. And so they all texted me. They were all like, hey, I'm sorry for your loss. Like, if he was, like, my relative. Like, it was kind of crazy because I never gotten that far from him.
He's good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
He changed my life.
He's a good singer. Because, you know, you can't even, like, it's a good, good song and a good sound. Killing it over there on that fucking guitar, bro, by the way.
Thank you.
And, yeah, I love it, bro. I am a Tropa Magica fan now.
All right. I
can't wait to see what's next.
We got some
next.
Shirts in the car if you guys want one.
Yeah, I'm wearing it. Yeah, I can't wait to see what's next. What you think, Lisa?
I like it.
Yeah, huh?
It's different. Man. It's different, but the same.
It's good.
I think when I hear the full band on SoundCloud, I listen to all of the tracks. And to me, it feels like a Robert Rodriguez movie soundtrack or Quentin Tarantino soundtrack sort of thing. You know, like that kind of... You know the Bang Bang song that Nancy Sinatra does in the beginning of the... Yeah, that's what it feels like, a lot of the groovy.
We're thinking about hitting them up, both of them, Quentin and Rodriguez.
You guys are badass, dog.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Lately, I've been waiting. I've been waiting here for you.
Yeah, Larry.
Oh, lately, I've been waiting. I've been waiting here for you. I do recall last April 4th.
Just waiting for the pizza, eh?
I believe that.
Commander. Commander Cohen, he was a friend of I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel.
Oh, Marianne.
Marianne. What's up? What's up, fool? We got Tropa Magica, formerly of the Commons, people. Yeah. Dance.
Thank you guys for having us.
Hell yeah. You're going to badass.
Thank you. Why don't you really come up?